HC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
This devotional is titled, How to End Problems and Issues in Relationships and Marriage, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. Previously, we took a look at the first two verses of Psalm 114. We will continue from verse 3. The sea saw it and fled. Jordan was driven back. The mountains skipped like rams, and the little hills like lambs. What ailed thee, O thou sea, that thou fleddest? Thou Jordan, that thou wasn't driven back. Ye mountain, that ye skipped like rams, and ye little hills like lambs. Tremble thou earth at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob, which turned the rock into a standing water, the flint into a fountain of waters. Psalms 114, verses 3 to 8, King James Version. There is something the sea will see, and it will flee. Even Jordan will not be left out, as it will be driven back despite its fierceness. The mountain in its grandeur, its intimidating size and gargantuan posture, will be humbled and disgraced as it will skip like rams. The little hills will skip like lambs, and we all know that lambs are so harmless. The issues you have as a single or married may be tumultuous like the sea. It may roar its waves and even boast of so many it has drowned. But there is something the problems of your life will see, and it will flee and run away as in terror. The sea, which has its waves and billows against your face, that which has stood proudly like the Red Sea before you, will flee. Yes, there is something it just needs to see. Jordan will see something and be driven back. It is said that Jordan runs north and south, and nearly in the middle of Israel's entire length. Are there issues and problems that seem to run through your entire lineage and family? Are there issues that seem to be the trend in your family, and you can already see such tendencies in your own life? Listen to me today. Fear not, because Jordan, despite its entire 251 kilometers in length, will be driven back in your life. Are there things that look like mountains in your life? Massive issues that look like everlasting problems and keeping you from having mental fulfillment? Hindrances and obstructions in your way that seem to say that marriage is impossible? Well, there is something every mountain will see, and the seemingly gigantic hindrances will skip without a skipping rope. What about little hills? Skirmishes here and there, academic issues, emotional issues, financial issues, health issues, and many more issues. They are all little hills that seem to hold you back, but they will see something and they will become as powerless like lambs. But what will the sea and Jordan see? What will the mountain see? What will the little hills see? Well, it is the presence of God. The presence of God, when you cultivate it regularly, will drive away every problem from your life and give you a resounding victory. The light will shine, and the darkness will not be able to withstand it. Now, the very pertinent question is, how do you cultivate God's presence? Well, here are some clues. 1. Read God's word every day. Don't miss it. Use the devotional here. 2. Pray in the Spirit daily. Use daily prayers on the site. If you sign up on the site, you will get them in your email. 3. Make sure all hurts and bitterness are dealt with. Forgive all. 4. Have an attitude of thanksgiving and worship. Learn to worship God daily. 5. Stay away from sin. Cut off from negative associations. 6. Serve God's house. Commit your time and resources. The list is not exhaustive, but there are some things you can do. Go for the presence of God, and you will be glad for doing so. May God grant you more understanding in Jesus' name. Confession for the day. I value God's presence from today. Thought for the day. C took one look and ran the other way. River Jordan turned around and ran off. The mountains turned playful and skipped like rams. The hills frolicked like spring lambs. Psalms 114, verses 3-4. Message translation. Action plan for the day. Worship God today all by yourself. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Ugo Obiayo Ademoye.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.